This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. I'm Mark Bowantry.
The global unions and their affiliates have worked tirelessly to protect the health and safety, jobs and wages of the workers.
That is Walter Sanchez, the General Secretary of the global union Industrial. Industrial represents some 50 million workers in 140 countries employed in the mining, energy, and manufacturing sectors. He spoke at the 2021 conference of the International Labour Organization about the inequities caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The ILO is the United Nations agency focused on matters of work in the world. It creates basic international laws called conventions on topics such as minimum wages and health and safety.
If the SARS-CoV-2 virus has had devastating effects on the health of humanity, resulting in global economic deterioration for a year and a half, the inequality virus, as laid out by Oxfam, has been ravaging the planet for much longer. The pandemic has only brutally accelerated the contagion of inequality. It expresses itself in billions of people with no access to social protection, no access to alternative employment protection schemes, no chance to confine themselves, no digital tools to communicate, study, or work like we do here. Most recently, it shows another even crueler face by not allowing universal access to vaccines. So far, 75% of the vaccines administered are concentrated in only 10 countries. Meanwhile, the 10 richest men in the world accumulated $500 billion more in 2020 alone. If we don't act immediately, not only millions will lose their lives, their health, and their jobs, but the economic recovery will be also extremely uneven and will deepen the abyss between the nations. In a global crisis, one would expect global cooperation from all political and economic players, including in the world of work. However, what we have experienced is that several governments and companies, in order to protect the advantages and profits of a few, engaged in violating rights established long ago and decades ago. Moreover, transformations and restructuring that were predicted to take place within a decade have been anticipated with additional impact on the level of employment. The global unions and their affiliates have worked tirelessly to protect the health and safety, jobs, and wages of the workers, while demanding the valuing of health workers and advocating the removal of all barriers to universal access to vaccines. They also advocate for a welfare tax to fund emergency stimulus packages for a fair, equitable, and inclusive global recovery that prioritizes the health and care sector's infrastructure, green recovery, retention of industrial tissue, and industrial reconversion. Companies receiving incentives and subsidies must, as a trade-off, commit to the fundamental rights and conventions of the ILO. The times ahead of us bring a huge challenge as we seek to protect the health and safety as a fundamental right and strive for a fair economic recovery. We must also work to ensure that transformations in the world of work with digitalization, connectivity, and automation of processes ensure a just transition for today's workers into the future with decent and sustainable work as well outlined at the ILO's Centennial Declaration. In the face of an unprecedented crisis, we must recognize that the recovery from the previous global crisis, while generating wealth, has not generated equitable distribution and has deepened inequality. The ILO is the home of tripartism, where governments, employers, and workers seek agreements to improve the world of work. A fair global recovery will only happen with the effective guarantee of the fundamental conventions established by the ILO, especially by ensuring freedom of association and collective bargaining.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.